All right, let's talk some cricket. Day two of the World Test Championship final is in the books. Australia, it started the day four down it was. Ended pretty quickly, but a few more runs on the board and then got the red cherry in hand to have a crack at the Indians in their innings. And Darren Lehman was watching it all unfold. Australian cricket, great Adelaide Crows superstar fan as well. He's on the line. Good morning, Boof.
Morning, lads. How are you all?
We are going magnificently. Not quite as well as the Aussies, though. That was a strong performance yesterday.
They were pretty good, weren't they, mate? When you boys went to the sports store and you bought a bat in your day, how much did it cost?
Oh, about $100, $120.
Well, they're about $900 to $1,000 now. You might as well use it, lads. If you got a bat, use it. The ball go hit the stumps.
What's going on there? Twice that happened last night for the Indians. The Aussies, you know, we always talk about bowling to the top of off. Surely they know it's a chance to hit it if they leave it.
You think so, wouldn't you? It was high-class bowling. The great thing for Australia is that every bowler bowled well and got a wicket. So, you know, we even had a wicket on no ball. Could have been worse for the Indians. So we're in total control of the Test match. They've got a long tail as well. So we get one wicket, you know, in tonight's first session. We'll bowl them out by lunch. And I think we'll bat again, lads.
Okay.
We actually need some you know, time in the middle for a couple of blokes. So I think we'll bat again, but it depends on what the weather forecast is for the next few days.
Bat again, yeah. So what, 500-plus lead and then try to skittle them on the last day and a half, Boof?
Yeah, pretty much, lads. Yeah, it'll be, seriously, just get to 500 as quick as you can, have a hit for maybe a day and then get by, providing the weather's good. The weather's a bit dodgy, they'll enforce a follow-on if they've got an opportunity to. But you'd like to give your bowlers a bit of a rest and then, you know, bat for a day and away you go again.
Boof, just with Steve Smith, obviously 31st or 32nd Test 100, went past Matty Hayden yesterday on that list. You coached him for all those years, and I think through your time there, I think he reeled off about 20 or 21 Test centuries. When he came back into the team, when did you realise, hang on a minute, we've got something really special here?
Probably on the 2013 Ashes series, where he got 100 in the last Test match at the Oval, but also the way he prepared in the Aussie A Tour before that. So it's a long time ago then. His thirst for runs is exceptional, as we know, and he's wanting to bat. I mean, he bats all the time. He bats in his sleep. He bats when he wakes up in the middle of the night. He bats the whole time. And he's such a great young man, and you know, an adult now, obviously. But the way he went about it, he always knew he was going to make a lot of runs for Australia. And 31 Test 100s is... he's unbelievable. He's not finished. He'll get to 40. I wouldn't be surprised if he passes Ponting, which would be an amazing achievement.
Yeah, that'd be unbelievable.
How old is he now, Steve Smith?
34.
He's got plenty of time. Well, baby, you played for too long, didn't you?
38, Boof. 38. Still got 4 years left.
He's right. Too long. That's right, he said.
Did he say too long, did he?
Yeah, he said too long. Or... yeah, it's spot on, 100%.
Yeah, okay.
Let it go. just on the batting from the Aussie forward. Focus a bit more on the bowling, but the batting, Travis Head, we spoke about yesterday, Boof. He's batted magnificently in that first day's play. And is that the secret to getting Australia out? Just bowl short down leg side and we just flick it through to the keeper?
It's a bit of unluck, isn't it? But, you know, they plan to bowl short, Tim. I mean, it'll be interesting to see how England tackle our batting lineup. I mean, the way Smith played and Travis Head, he's the new Adam Gilchrist, changes the game within a session. So I still think England will go, if we play on flat wickets, they haven't got any speed unless Wood's up and firing and ready to go. You know, our batters will have a field day, I think, over there. So I think they'll make them green and seam with a bit of swing there as well. And that will change the way we play, the way they play. But, you know, Head and Smith were fantastic. Yes, so Kerry played well and we made enough runs.
We did. 469 was the total from the Aussies. India in reply at this stage of 5 for 151. Constant wickets, regular wickets makes a difference, which we saw last night when the Aussies got the ball in hand. Were you disappointed with the Indian batting performance or did we just bowl too well?
I think we bowled well. I think they got a couple of you know, good balls. I mean, Kohli was a fantastic delivery from Stark. The wicket's gone up and down a little bit. We bowled in good areas all day. We had patience. We even got a wicket with a no ball, as I said before. So I think we bowled well. They all got starts, so it is still a wicket you can make runs on, as we know. But it has a few tricks in it, which is A2, which is very surprising.
I was going to ask you about that. There did seem some variation in bounce a couple of times when I was watching the coverage last night. And I imagine that gets worse as the test goes on. Nathan Lyon might come into his own as well.
Yeah, well, he will. He'll have a big part to play in the second innings, obviously. It's a bit of a surprise. It's normally such a good, true track. So it's done a bit more than I would have thought. Obviously, now looking back, it's easy in hindsight to say they should have batted first, isn't it? But, yeah, if they bowl well in that first session first day yesterday, they could have had four or five wickets. They didn't. That cost them the game, really. They're not bowling well enough.
And what did you make of Scott Boland last night? Beautiful, 11 overs, one for 29, I think it was. The question's going to come, is it Hazelwood, is it Boland? What do we do there? Because we've always got to obviously have an eye on for these next five tests.
Well, I'm stuck here. I've got three Victorians there. Hazelwood, you're cooked. So, yeah, Scotty Boland's certainly putting the pressure on. But having said that, I mean, just Hazelwood's record's unbelievable. So, and if he's fit in England, I think he'll be first choice. But Boland's certainly putting a case forward to play and the way he goes about it. So he's an excellent bowler. I mean, our stops and fast bowling is second to none. So that's one advantage we have over England. I think when they play baseball, it's going to be really interesting how they cope with the likes of Boland, Hazelwood, Cummins, Stark, etc. So at the moment, Hazelwood's probably just in front, but it's getting tight, isn't it?
And I read with interest England may be looking at Moeen Ali.
Well, yeah, he's going to play.
He'll play, lads.
Yeah, he'll definitely play. He gives them some lower hitting batting, which they need because Anderson, Broad, they've got a long tail. So they'll need Robinson. They'll need someone like Ali to bat eight and make some runs, big runs for them. He'll control them with all their left-handers. That's the reason they'll play him, I think, ahead of the other spinners. So, he'll play.
Now, excuse my ignorance on this. Is this a six-day test match?
It depends on weather. It's one of those catch-22s, I mean. If they had day washed out, they can go to six. But yeah, they won't go to six. It'll go four and a half top.
I know they won't need to use the six in terms of other than weather pending, but I did not know that they ever went to a six-day in test. And I watch a lot of cricket.
Only the final.
Yeah, okay. Right.
So, Boff, we should win that game. Adelaide should beat West Coast. You've got 30 seconds to tell me how much you love Taylor Walker.
Oh, I haven't got long enough, lads. Superstar in the game. I mean, we hope they beat West Coast. Yes, they had a downer against Gold Coast last week. But, Tex will be back. Fogarty, we've got a great forward line. He's been a part of that for a long period of time. And hats off to him. He's had lots of ups and downs and kept his head high and played really well for the Adelaide Footy Club. One club, as Boomer and Adam would attest to, it's a pretty hard thing. Sometimes you move around, but he stayed loyal to the club and, hats off to him. I hope he enjoys and kicks the bag.
I take that as a personal attack. Yes. 250 games to Tex Walker with the Adelaide Crows this week. Always appreciate your insight. We'll chat to you Monday morning, mate. Go well.
Thanks, guys.